streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. A new agreement will give ICE access to the personal information of all 79 million Medicaid recipients. CBS's Linda Kenyon.
A spokesman with the Department of Homeland Security says the goal is to ensure that, quote, illegal aliens are not receiving Medicaid benefits that are meant for law-abiding Americans.
The Senate Judiciary Committee advanced the nomination of Emile Beauvais, President Trump's former personal lawyer, for federal appellate judge. Democrats, including Connecticut's Richard Blumenthal, walked out of the meeting.
The through line here is cover up. Cover up on Epstein, cover up on the firing of lawyers, cover up on the lack of qualifications of these nominees.
Retail sales rose 0.6% in June after dropping in May. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
Spending increased in all categories, including food and beverage and cars and clothing. The only pullbacks occurred in furniture and electronics store sales.
CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Wallace.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. A 10-month-old boy has died after a vehicle crash on Wednesday in Marathon County. It happened a little after 4:30 p.m. on State Highway 97 in the town of Frankfort. The Marathon County Sheriff's Office responded to a 911 call of a sports utility vehicle that left the roadway and crashed into a creek. The initial investigation shows the 34-year-old driver lost control in wet conditions leading to the crash. The 10-month-old boy was thrown from the vehicle and pronounced dead at the scene. The driver and three other passengers, a 1-year-old girl, 4-year-old boy, and 18-year-old woman, were transported to local hospitals with possible minor injuries. Failure to fund a veteran housing program in the state budget has led three lawmakers to action. Lisa Hale reports.
Three Northeast Wisconsin legislators have introduced a bill to restore $1.9 million to the Veteran Housing and Recovery Program. The VHRP operates three short-term housing facilities across the state in Chippewa Falls, Green Bay, and Union Grove. They provide temporary housing, job training, and resources to veterans facing homelessness. While Governor Tony Evers did add almost $2 million to his biennial budget proposal to keep funding all three sites, the Republicans in the Joint Finance Committee removed it. A bill introduced by Senator Jamie Wall of Green Bay, Representative Ryan Spouty of Ashwaubenon, and Representative Ahmad Rivera-Wagner of Green Bay would restore that funding to the budget and save the locations in Chippewa Falls and Bellevue. The legislature will reconvene in session this fall. In the meantime, the Chippewa Falls and Bellevue locations of VHRP will close on September 30th. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR WIRI News.
An update on the Brewers' Sal Frelick. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers head to L.A. to play the Dodgers tomorrow night, but their starting right fielder and leadoff batter, Sal Frelick, may not be able to play. An MRI showed Frelick suffered a minor hamstring injury Sunday against the Nationals, but for now, he's day-to-day. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Hurt my heart, you know, like he's such a key cog in this whole thing. That just ruined my day.
NBA, the Bucks have re-signed backup center Chris Livingston to a one-year deal worth $2 million. That comes after losing Brook Lopez to the Clippers following seven seasons in Milwaukee.
You know, free agency came. Everything happened pretty fast, but looking at my options, I was just thrilled the Clippers reached out. They've been a great team quite a while now, you know, and there's just, you know, a great chance to win a championship here.
The Bucks lost to the Bulls last night 102-98 to close out their summer league schedule. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin has a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
A fall feel today with partly sunny skies and highs only scraping the low 70s. We'll get a few degrees warmer to the mid-70s tomorrow under abundant sunshine before more showers and storms swing through overnight, leaving us with a darker and damper Saturday, but more sunshine on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 66 degrees.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand, when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Friday, another state assembly rep is making an announcement seeking a spot in the state Senate. Find out which incumbent she's hoping to take out.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
And welcome to the third hour of our program. A look at some of the cases dropped by the government's consumer protection watchdog under Trump. Now, you'll recall during the Obama administration, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, the CFPB, was created at the insistence of Senator Elizabeth Warren. And the CFPB has recovered billions, well over $10 billion. I forget the exact number, but there's billions and billions of dollars that have been basically ripped off from us. You know, for example, when Wells Fargo was just like suddenly creating new accounts and you didn't even ask for it. Suddenly you had a new savings account, right, with no balance, but they're charging you $25 a month for it or whatever. And, you know, they recovered millions, I think it might be billions of dollars over and over and over again. So Trump comes in and they try to shut the thing down. They haven't succeeded in quite shutting it down yet. So instead, what they're doing is they basically stacked it. They've fired, you know, the good people, and they put in a bunch of Trump toadies at CFPB. And here's what they've done so far. The Navy Federal Credit Union. Now, this is the nation's largest credit union. And it was accused by CFPB of having deceptive overdraft fee practices. And they confessed. They said, yeah, OK, we did it. We were ripping people off. And they promised to pay back $80 million to their customers. And the CFPB just dropped the case and said, no, you don't have to pay back the money. Here's another one. The CFPB proposed new regulations for all banks in America that would have reduced overdraft fees. They average $27 per bounced check right now, or overdraft, that would have reduced that down to $5, because that the actual cost to the bank of a bounced check is around $2. So they said, you know, $5, you can make some money instead of $27. Those regulations were just overturned by a Republican-controlled Congress in April. Capital One. CFPB sued banking giant Capital One for allegedly cheating its customers out of $2 billion in interest payments that were not made for their savings accounts. The case was dropped within days of the Trump administration taking over the bureau. This is, by the way, from the Associated Press. And Walmart. The CFPB filed a lawsuit in December against Walmart and the workforce company Branch Messenger, saying that they were deceptively steering delivery drivers to open accounts with Branch in order to get instant access to their wages. However, the CFPB said these Branch accounts came with high fees and deceptive marketing, and that Walmart and Branch should return $10 million to the harmed drivers. The lawsuit was dropped by the CFPB in the first weeks of the Trump administration. And then there's Zelle, you know, the peer-to-peer payment system. All the big banks now have signed on to it. They were sued by CFPB last year over accusations that they failed to protect hundreds of thousands of consumers from rampant fraud on Zelle in violation of consumer finance laws. They say that the consumers lost an estimated $870 million to fraud on Zelle, and CFPB dropped that lawsuit in March under Trump. So, hey, if you're a fraudster, now is a great time to be in business. And of course, then there's the massive fraud that's just constantly going on of sending messages to people's phones, text messages that that you know look like they're from a politician you love, that look like they're from Bernie Sanders, or look like they're from Gavin Newsom, or look like it, when in fact they're not. And they, you know, and they go to some site that looks like it has the word Democrat or Democratic or blue or something in the URL, but actually it's some bank in the Philippines. And you just, you know, they're just hoovering up people's money. Never, ever, ever give money to or respond to or click on a link that you get in a text message from somebody you don't know. Never. Don't ever do that. And finally, this is from Sarah Kaplan writing for The Washington Post. This is an eye-popper. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration was developing a tool to help communities prepare for future rainfall. Trump officials stopped it. She writes, the Commerce Department has indefinitely suspended work on a tool to help communities predict how rising global temperatures will alter the frequency of extreme rainfall. Get this? After all these people just died, all these children just died down in Texas. And New York. We had a couple of people die in New York from flash flooding last week. This is part of their Atlas 15 project. This is a massive data set. See, the problem is right now, a lot of weather bureaus around the country, many parts of the country, are relying on, quote, decades-old data to determine their rainfall risks, end quote. And there's no national, authoritative national data set. And NOAA was creating one so that you could say, okay, I live here. What's the risk of, you know, a flash flood here? But because that had something to do with acknowledging the reality of global warming, and the fossil fuel billionaires don't like that talked about, and the Trump administration says the global warming is a hoax, right? Oh, it's just a hoax. They're shutting down anything that has to do with global warming, including this stuff. Howard Lutnick, the Commerce Secretary, ordered a review of this, basically a shutdown. They go on to note, meanwhile, the toll of intensifying storms is becoming increasingly apparent. In the first 15 days of July, the National Weather Service has reported twice the usual number of flash floods, including the one in Texas that killed so many people, and the one in New Jersey. And this review of, you know, this basically shutting down this program is, quote, among a number of efforts by the Trump administration to curb climate science. President Donald Trump proposed zeroing out funding for NOAA's climate research and eliminating many of the agency's laboratories and institutes. Scientists have found that 20% of the U.S. has already seen a fourfold increase. It's a 400% increase, right? A fourfold increase in the likelihood of a 100-year rainfall event. So I don't know how you do the math on the likelihood of 100-year rainfall events, but it seems like that means the 100-year event becomes every 25 years. You know, I could be wrong. I mean, I'm not a statistician, but amazing stuff. So what's on your mind? Alan in Seattle. Hey, Alan, what's up?
Oh, hi, Tom.
Hey, Alan.
Just referencing your opening remarks on masculinity and, you know, the 50s and June Cleaver.
Mm-hmm.
The place that the Republicans will never go will be World War II factories, which Rosie the Riveter.
Yep.
They supported the war effort. And, you know, I'm just curious because, you know, in between, at the end of the war and going to the Korean War and communism and McCarthyism, whatever happened to any reporting of how we got from Rosie the Riveter to June Cleaver?
Yeah. Well, I think that entire era was characterized, you know, the post New Deal era, starting in the mid 1930s, was characterized by a sufficiently substantial increase in wages because, you know, in 1935 we got the Wagner Act, which legalized unions and protected unions.
Yay!
Yeah, and when Reagan came into office, a third of America had a union job, which meant two thirds of American workers had the equivalent of a union job or a union job because the union jobs set the wage floors in local areas, and so. The simple reality was that really up until the early 1980s, you could support a family with a single income. And so for, you know, women who wanted to be traditional wives, my mom was one. She you know, stayed home basically and raised four boys. And I don't think she ever felt deprived by that. It was just, you know, the choice that she made. You know, for women who wanted to do that, it was possible. Now, you know, you can't maintain that lifestyle without two, in some cases, two and a half people working, you know, two people working more than two jobs. So, you know, but
yeah,
because,
exactly.
because of the Reagan Revolution. But so I think that, you know, Rosie the Riveter was viewed as an anomaly. It was the, you know, we're sacrificing for the war effort. And, you know, that really changed in the 90s was you know, when the Reagan revolution really started to bite American families and women started entering the workforce in large numbers. Alan, I got to run, but thank you for the call. Interesting conversation, interesting issue. 15 minutes past the hour.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Exposing the con in conservative. I'll be right back with your call. You know, I have a friend who wears a CPAP mask at night, and he said CPAP is a mask with air hoses that's strapped to your face all night. And without it, your breathing is interrupted, and you have a higher risk of dementia, stroke, heart disease, and even premature death. If you snore now, you're at a heightened risk of requiring a CPAP machine later. So now is the time to stop snoring. One of the smartest, fastest, easiest ways to stop snoring is ZPAP. ZPA is the comfortable doctor-designed mouthpiece that can stop snoring as fast as the first night. ZPA is the stop snoring device that I use and trust. No more feeling tired and foggy all day due to lack of sleep. Look, this may be your last best chance to solve your snoring problem now or face having to wear a CPAP mask later. ZPA. That's happy Z spelled backwards. Try it with my special discount. Get 20% off and free shipping. Visit ZYPPAH.com and use the promo code SNORE. That's promo code SNORE at ZPA.com.
To everyone who believes a good meal can always be made even better, come try our new chicken sandwiches at Culver's.
We're talking juicier chicken with crispier breading, and it's all served on a buttery brioche bun and topped with crisp dill pickles, creamy mayo, and fresh lettuce and tomato. You're sure to enjoy your first bite and every bite after that.
From Wisconsin with love, welcome to Delicious.
Culver's on 8th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In a chaotic and somewhat discombobulating end to the process, Wisconsin lawmakers passed a state budget and Governor Tony Evers signed it into law at about 1:30 a.m. on July 3rd. What made this budget different from the others signed in this era of divided government is that Democratic votes were needed to pass the budget in the state Senate. Part of the reason that was made possible is because of new, fairer maps. Last November, Senate Democrats flipped four seats, shrinking the Republican majority to just an 18-15 margin. Now, candidates are already lining up to take this the rest of the way and flip the chamber. Democrat Jenna Jacobson, who currently serves in the Assembly, is now running for Senate, challenging Republican Howard Markline in the 17th District. If Democrats can flip that district and one more seat, they could control the state Senate for the first time in more than 15 years. That would be a big deal for state politics in Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think.
It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
30.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. I'm not into chasing trends, and I'm all about stuff that fits right, feels good, and actually lasts. On this vacation to Northern Europe, I was wearing an all cotton and wool sweater that I got from Quince. It was just wonderful. Their lightweight layers and high quality staples have become my everyday essentials. And here's what I love about Quince. They work directly with top artisans. They cut out the middlemen. They give you a luxury piece of clothing without the markups. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices. And they only use premium fabrics and finishes. I love that the products I get from Quince are so great. And you will love them, too. I recently got a cotton cashmere blend sweater, too. It's so soft and the perfect weight for those cool summer evenings. Quince gives you the quality of a luxury brand, but without the luxury price. So stick to the staples that last with elevated essentials from Quince. Go to quince.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's Quince.com/Tom. Quince.com/Tom. They chant for a comment, swear the truth's a lie, while their billionaire masters watch and laugh from up high. They don't fight for freedom. They don't stand for the weak. Just puppets on a string, dancing to the fat cat's beat. Oh, the bootlicker brigade, bending low, tongues out wide, kissing the boots of men who take them for a ride. Sold out their country for a tax-free scheme, praying to the dollar while they kill the American dream. Christians, but their preachers cash the checks past the hour. Yeah, really. They just held a press conference. Carolyn Leavitt, the press secretary, the White House press secretary, addressing this issue that was all over Drudge and some of the other media yesterday of Trump's ankles being all swollen up and his hand having bruises and stuff on it. And apparently he has venous insufficiency. This is, you know, basically cardiovascular disease. You know, it's it might be a variation on what we used to call hardening of the arteries. I'm just operating here off what I saw on the monitor here in the studio. So I don't have all the details. I'm sure they'll be in the press reports today. But, you know, the guy is old and he's obese, and that can be a very difficult, you know, 1-2 on your body. So anyhow, so what's on your mind today? Mark in Portland. Hey, Mark, what's up? Mark, you are on the air.
Hi, can you hear me?
I can.
If he's Trump's making all these accusations that it's Democrats that are behind the Epstein files and Obama and Clinton, that's defamation. Couldn't they sue Trump for defamation and in discover what it actually says?
That's an interesting theory. I don't know if a political party can claim defamation. I think you would have to be an individual, and I don't think he's named any. But well, he maybe he said Hillary Clinton did. Maybe she could.
Right.
Maybe she could.
Yeah. Well, I mean, or if let's say Hillary Clinton says, "Oh yeah, he's mentioned all over the place in the." And then he tries to sue her for that.
Well, he's not going to do that. Yeah, exactly. He's not going to do that because it would be subject to discovery.
It's exactly. Maybe.
Yeah, it's getting weird out there, Mark. And I don't know if you subscribe to Dean Obidala's newsletter over on Substack. It's called The Dean's Report. But he sent out a report this morning basically laying out how Pam Bondi, when she was Attorney General of Florida, this was during the time that Epstein was, you know, raping young girls, and she never once even investigated it. Just kind of looked the other way, apparently. You know, Dean's got all the details,
right.
So it's and we'll have to get him on the program to talk about it.
In Discovery, this is going to blow up, and that's everyone involved.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
Yeah, I think you're right. Mark, thanks for the call. I like the way you think. Appreciate it. Gar in Atlanta. Hey, Gar, what's on your mind today?
How you doing today, Tom?
I'm great, but I'll get better, Gar. How about you?
That's good. You must have had a lot of confidence in yourself. You must have a lot of confidence in yourself in letting a host like Jefferson Smith fill in for you, because he was good.
Good. I'm glad to hear that.
So you must have a lot of confidence. Let a guy like that in.
Okay. That's good. It's good to hear, Gar. Thank you.
But you know one thing. You know what this reminds me of this political season? We're about the same age. You remember Gorgeous George and Boa Brazil? Professional wrestling. When I was 8 years old, I was crazy about
it. Back in the late 50s, early 60s, yeah.
Yeah. It was must-see TV.
Yeah, it was. As a kid, I used to. In fact, there were a bunch of us. We'd get together when the show came on at, 4 o'clock in the afternoon or something, you know? It was on Saturdays,
really,
as I recall.
Yeah. We really believed it was real.
Yeah, yeah.
But and that's what this political season remind me of, because Joe Biden, he could have exposed Trump with Jeff Epstein if he wanted to. Kamala Harris, I haven't seen her since she left the scene.
I know. It's
The thing about it is all about the money. That's what professional wrestling was about, all about the money. Everybody's getting paid.
Right.
You know, we're just innocent bystanders.
Well, it was entertainment. It was just entertainment. And that's what the GOP is trying to do. They're basically trying to entertain us rather than, legislate on behalf of us. They're not governing.
And the Democrats are playing ball.
Yes and no. I mean, right now the Democrats don't have the power not to. And the Democrats got a hell of a lot done, Gar, when Joe Biden, during those first 2 years of the Biden administration. They got a hell of a lot done. So
it would be humorous if it wasn't so serious.
I'm with you. I'll give you that. Gar, thank you. Well said. We'll be right back with more of your calls here on the other side of this break at the bottom of the hour. It's 27 minutes past the hour on the Tom Hartman program, the place where despair is not an option. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman program. Call 202-808-9925.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be right back with your calls. This is all too familiar to me. And you wake up with a scratchy throat. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are tough it out, get sick and take time off work, hope the doctor can see you this month, wait 2 hours at urgent care, or open your medical emergency kit like mine right here. I just match my symptoms to the doctor recommended prescription. Start on the right meds and nip this in the bud now. This is not a first aid kit. This comes with doctor prescribed meds to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues. Strong antibiotics for infections of all types. Plus, a doctor's easy guide so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. My meds are in my kit. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. Get $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Tom. Use the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M. That's promo code Tom at urgentcarekit.com/Tom. Do you trust your deodorant? Most deodorants just don't work for us working guys. But then Mando rolled into town, ready to tackle all over odors before they even start. Mando created high-performance deodorant for whole-body odor control. It's safe for your pits, packages, and feet. Mando's science-based formula is pH-optimized, capable of blocking odors before they start. Deodorants you're used to just mask odors or neutralize them after they form, but Mando is powered by mandelic acid, clinically proven to work all day long. This stuff really works. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic and skin-safe for your sensitive parts. Use Mando all over and leave your odor worries behind. Give Mando a go and see why guys are loving it. And if it's not for you, they'll gladly refund you within 60 days. Smell better, longer, with Mando. Get 20% off site-wide on your first Mando purchase with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. Plus, shipping is always free. That's 20% off site-wide for first-time customers with the code TOM at shopmando.com. That's shopmando.com.
Maggie Dawn.
At the top of the show, we're joined by Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call to discuss the recent lawsuit he filed with other attorneys general to help preserve and protect federal education funding. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. A 10-month-old boy has died after a vehicle crash on Wednesday in Marathon County. It happened a little after 4:30 p.m. on State Highway 97 in the town of Frankfort. The Marathon County Sheriff's Office responded to a 911 call of a sports utility vehicle that left the roadway and crashed into a creek. The initial investigation shows the 34-year-old driver lost control in wet conditions leading to the crash. The 10-month-old boy was thrown from the vehicle and pronounced dead at the scene. The driver and three other passengers, a 1-year-old girl, 4-year-old boy, and 18-year-old woman, were transported to local hospitals with possible minor injuries. Failure to fund a veteran housing program in the state budget has led three lawmakers to action. Lisa Hale reports.
Three Northeast Wisconsin legislators have introduced a bill to restore $1.9 million to the Veteran Housing and Recovery Program. The VHRP operates three short-term housing facilities across the state in Chippewa Falls, Green Bay, and Union Grove. They provide temporary housing, job training, and resources to veterans facing homelessness. While Governor Tony Evers did add almost $2 million to his biennial budget proposal to keep funding all three sites, the Republicans in the Joint Finance Committee removed it. A bill introduced by Senator Jamie Wall of Green Bay, Representative Ryan Spouty of Ashwaubenon, and Representative Ahmad Rivera-Wagner of Green Bay would restore that funding to the budget and save the locations in Chippewa Falls and Bellevue. The legislature will reconvene in session this fall. In the meantime, the Chippewa Falls and Bellevue locations of VHRP will close on September 30th. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR WIRI News.
As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
A fall feel today with partly sunny skies and highs only scraping the low 70s. We get a few degrees warmer to the mid-70s tomorrow under abundant sunshine before more showers and storms swing through overnight, leaving us with a darker and damper Saturday, but more sunshine on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 66 degrees.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong.
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I like a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Sometimes as dads, I think we're too hard on ourselves. We get down on ourselves on not being able to, you know, we're the providers, but we also have to learn to take care of ourselves. Arapaho way, you got to pray for yourself as well as for everybody else, but never forget yourself. Self-love made me a better dad because I realized my worth.
Never stop being a dad. That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome wonderfully Wisconsin's Paul Vandenplas, who will make the popcorn pick of the week. Then I'm joined by Jason Mansmith from the Thrasher Opera House. We're going to light a Thursday like it's a Friday.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Thank you so much for all of your support. Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it.
We've seen
lessons are clear. Leaders must lead when the crisis is near. Not with silence, but with action bold. The fight's not won by staying cold. Trump's machine spins lies every day, while truth gets lost in the games they play. It's not the reality, but what people believe, that shapes the choices they choose to weave. Who will fight for America's future? Who will stand for the people's voice? When the darkness comes to claim our rights, who will rise? Who will make the choice? The storm is rising. The shadow.
35 minutes past the hour. So, Mediaite is reporting that Mark Halperin, you know, the kind of longtime political scene gadfly commentator guy, Mark Halperin says that there is a blockbuster coming of revelations about the relationship between Donald Trump and Jeffrey Epstein. He says, how did they meet? Did Trump go to his townhouse? How many times? On what occasions? One-on-one? Parties? What did he go for? How often did, Epstein go to Mar-a-Lago? Et cetera, et cetera. So, pardon me. Stay tuned. John in Seattle. Hey, John, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, hey, Tom. Two items. One is kind of humorous to me. My son-in-law works for a university which will remain unnamed. They retitled everything on their campus website that involved DEI into EDI.
Which stands
and
for?
And as a result, it hasn't been picked up by any of the government bots.
What does EDI stand for?
Equity, diversity, and inclusion.
Huh.
So instead of being
so they just
DEI,
change the order of the letters.
EDI, and the government bots can't pick it up.
That's interesting. I wonder how long that'll last.
Well, it's been so far. But anyway, my son-in-law mentioned it to me, and I just thought it was hilarious because, you know, they're going after Harvard and everybody else, but this is a very large university, and they're off the radar.
Fascinating.
The other thing I wanted to mention was, and picking up on what you just talked about with Epstein, I think we need to just keep that front and center and broadcast it and get Democrats to talk about it. I even toyed with the idea of setting up a Truth Social account to be able to broadcast that message because I think it's real.
Yeah, you'll get stepped on like a bug, though, if you try it on Truth Social. Plus, they require that you give them your phone number.
Well, that too. But I'll mention that about 6 years ago, my brother-in-law had a sailboat in St. Thomas, and we went down there to spread my mother's ashes, and we also sailed past Little St. James Island. And it's creepy, man.
Is that Jeffrey Epstein's island?
Yeah, his island.
Wow.
It's got this gigantic building on it. It's probably 100 feet square and several stories high with a gold dome on top. I mean, it's right out of Eyes Wide Shut. I mean, it's really weird. All those stories were not fabricated.
No, I'm sure. John, thank you. Thanks for sharing that. That's all fascinating information. Marilyn in Chicago. Hey, Marilyn, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. It's so great being on your show. You're just absolutely fab. I tell everyone about you.
Thank you.
But anyway, here's something I just found out, and I am stunned that this is not, the press hasn't covered this at all or anyone. You know, Trump deports all these immigrants, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, often they don't have any, criminal history at all. But some of them are like for old drug charges, even as minor as marijuana.
Right.
You know what I mean? You could get deported. But Marco Rubio's brother-in-law, who is Orlando Cecilia, I think his name is, he was the front man of a cocaine drug trafficking operation, and he was sentenced to 35 years in prison, okay?
Really?
He only served maybe 12 or 14 years.
Uh-huh.
And Why does he get to stay here? That's a pretty serious drug charge, trafficking operation.
Although I thought that they were Rubio and his siblings were born in the United States. I thought their father was the immigrant.
Well, in the article that I read, it says that he was an immigrant, and that the thing that's really amazing is that. I guess Marco Rubio, someone in his, his group, had put out a spokesperson for him and put out a statement that Orlando made some very big mistakes almost 30 years ago, served his time, and has paid his debt to society. Today he is a private citizen, husband, and father, simply trying to make a living.
Yeah.
Okay, if you're going to believe that, which I do believe people may, can have another... Why? That's the exact opposite of what Donald Trump is doing.
No, you'd have to go back and see if maybe he was an older, Marco's older sister who married this fellow, and she came along with his parents. I'm pretty sure that Marco himself was born here, because when he ran for president, nobody was saying, "Hey, wait a minute, you're not a natural born citizen." There was some controversy around, Ted Cruz. But
in this article, it says that, he spent over a decade in prison on federal drugs after emigrating to the United States from Cuba.
Huh. His brother-in-law. I get it. So the guy that his sister married is the one who's.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I get it now. I'm sorry. I missed that.
It's the brother-in-law that I'm talking about.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
And again. Why does he get to stay, but you're deporting all these people on minor marijuana charges? It's not even criminal history.
That's a great way of pointing out the hypocrisy of this.
My God.
Forgive me for...
It's stunning.
not getting it right away. Marilyn, excellent. Thank you. Thanks for sharing that. By the way, I'm not familiar with the details of that, so fact check it. Just because somebody calls into a radio show doesn't make it true, but... I believe Marilyn, but I can't, verify it. So, Rudy in Chicago. Hey, Rudy, what's on your mind today? Rudy in Chicago going once, going twice. Phil in Salinas, California. Hey, Phil, what's on your mind today?
Well, I just think we've had two honest Republican presidents since 1900, one being Teddy Roosevelt, the other one being Eisenhower.
I agree. Howard Taft was pretty reasonable, too. He was fairly progressive. Teddy Roosevelt gets all the credit for being the trust buster, but it was actually Taft that followed through on breaking up Standard Oil.
Well, maybe, but I can tell you that Harrison wasn't. He was caught ripping off the Navy reserves.
Yeah.
Coolidge.
Harding.
Created lack of regulations and caused the Great Depression. Yep. Hoover said every farmer that was failing was bad.
Yep.
Then we had Eisenhower, and the one thing I liked about Eisenhower was he kept the tax on the rich.
Yeah, it was the income tax rate was 90% throughout Eisenhower's 8 years. You're absolutely right. And when he ran for re-election in 56, and you can find these old posters real easily online, Eisenhower ran on a platform of the fact that he had expanded Social Security and millions more people were eligible for it. And he had expanded union rights and millions of more people were in unions. And those were the two principal things that, that's why, I remember as a little kid, my dad wearing his I Like Ike button, from the 56 election. So, yeah. Yeah, I'm with you. Phil, thank you. Thanks for bringing that up. I think you're absolutely right. Although, like I said, I would add Taft to the list, but, I don't know that much about Taft, because I haven't spent a lot of time studying that particular era in American history. Phil, thanks for the call. Ralph in Austin, Texas. Hey, Ralph, what's on your mind today?
Yes, sir. This is Reverend Murray, and I teach Sunday school and Bible study in my church.
Uh-huh.
And we came across, we started looking at the book of Esther. And in the book of Esther, there's a couple of references to 1 and 2 Samuel. Now, the reason I'm calling in, because I'm going to reference all this to the Epstein thing and everything else, and it tells a story, and everybody knows the story about David and King Saul. And so when King Saul finally confessed that he screwed up trying to kill David, King Saul was disowned by God at one point because he disobeyed a command. So when he went back, the Philistine conquered him, and they speared him, but it didn't kill him. So his pallbearer, he told the pallbearer to stab me. I do not want to get killed by my enemy. And so when he fell on the sword, everybody under his command fell on the sword. So you see where I'm going. If you look at the Trump administration, they are all willing to fall on the sword. They are so loyal and committed to this guy. Yeah. They're going to follow him all the way to the end.
Yeah,
there's nothing we can do.
It seems. I mean, that's certainly what we saw in the Senate this morning, in the Senate Judiciary Committee. They were willing to humiliate themselves for Donald Trump.
Yeah, they're going to fall on the sword. And, you know, the Bible just kind of verifies. This happened, you know, millions and millions and millions of years ago.
Yeah, well, 3,000. Yeah, yeah. No, I'm with you, Ralph. Reverend Ralph.
I mean millions, but yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Great story. It's been a long time since I've read the Book of Esther, but Haman and Mordecai, remember all that? Some amazing stories.
Oh, yeah.
Reverend Ralph, thanks a lot for the call. It's great to hear from you. It's 46 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's Talk Media for the sane among us. We'll be right back with your calls. This is all too familiar to me. And you wake up with a scratchy throat. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are tough it out, get sick and take time off work. Hope the doctor can see you this month. Wait 2 hours at urgent care or open your medical emergency kit like mine right here. I just match my symptoms to the doctor recommended prescription. Start on the right meds and nip this in the bud now. This is not a first aid kit. This comes with doctor prescribed meds to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues. Strong antibiotics for infections of all types. Plus, a doctor's easy guide so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. My meds are in my kit. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. Get $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Tom. Use the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M. That's promo code Tom at urgentcarekit.com/Tom.
Experience Northern Wisconsin this season and book your vacation at Lena's Northern Pines Resort on beautiful Butternut Lake in Butternut, Wisconsin. This quaint resort has it all. A full-service resort and restaurant, open year-round for all your seasons, from ATVing to snowmobiling, grouse hunting, deer hunting, and even ice fishing. Or just come to relax with the whole family. And there's also an event space for that perfect occasion that you might be celebrating. Butternut Lake is a 1,000-plus acre Class A musky lake, along with walleye, crappie, perch, and panfish that the kids love to catch. It's perfect for escaping the hustle and bustle of the city. Check your next adventure out today. Go to northernpines.net, www.northernpines.net.
It's time for the Summertime Quiz. Today's contestant is from just south of the Cheese Factory, off the trail near the tavern. Here's Stu Sample. Stu, are you ready?
You betcha.
This object can be found throughout central Wisconsin all summer long. It's private. You can use it for one or two things, and it's a great place to think or read. Name this summer object.
It's one of them porta-potties from Crockett's Septic.
That's right, Stu. You win. Now, go cop a comfortable squat. For clean, reliable, affordable porta-potty this summer, give Crockett's Septic a call, 715-712-3333.
3456.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holden Tank Septic's pumped right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky, nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whiff. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
This fall, there's only one place to be, Camp Randall Stadium. Wisconsin football returns with can't-miss matchups, including Maryland, Iowa, Washington, and more. From the first touchdown to jump around and the celebration of the fifth quarter. Experience the traditions and unforgettable memories that make Wisconsin football so special. Single-game tickets are now on sale. Lock in your spot today by visiting uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. Wisconsin football game day starts here. We'll see you at Camp Randall.
Get those oars ready. It's time for Rafter Baseball. Your Wisconsin Rapids Rafter season is here, and there's never been a better time to get to legendary Winter Field. They have new and classic promotions going on all summer. And remember, if you can't get to the park, every hit, every pitch, every win is at 97.5 WFHR. We will have every game broadcast here as it's been for 16 years. Get to know the team with our segment, Meet Your Rafters, and listen for ticket giveaways. It's going to be a memorable summer with your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters and your 97.5 FM WFHR. Let's play ball.
Hold.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire three-hour podcast is available over at tomhartman.com.
Hey, guys, let's talk deodorants. I have found one that really, truly works. It's called Mando. And it was created for whole body odor control. It's safe for your pits, packages, and feet. Mando's science-based formula is pH optimized. This is how it works. It's capable of blocking odors even before they start. You know, the deodorants that you usually use, they just mask odors or they neutralize them after they form. But Mando is powered by mandelic acid, which is clinically proven to work all day long. It's developed by doctors. It's hypoallergenic and skin safe for your sensitive parts. And by the way, it smells great. In fact, they have several different smells. Use Mando all over and leave your odor worries behind. Give Mando a go and see why guys are loving it. If it's not for you, they'll gladly refund you within 60 days. Smell better longer with Mando. Get 20% off site-wide on your first Mando purchase with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. Plus, shipping is always free. That's 20% off site-wide for first-time customers with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. Shopmando.com.
They told us to work, to dream, to strive, but stole the future while we were alive. We borrowed hope just to get through school. Now we drown in debt. They call that the rule. They took our health and sold it for gold. Turned healing and learning into things bought and sold. Now we break beneath what we can't afford while billionaires laugh behind every door. It's time to rise.
Past the hour. Welcome back. Paul in Woodinville, Washington. Hey, Paul, what's on your mind today?
Tom, you asked Bill Itner if he thought that Donald Trump would start World War III in order to distract or stay in power.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess people are uncomfortable because he says, well, I don't know. No, we all know. Yes, he would.
Yeah,
he
I would. Think he would.
Well, I mean, has anyone, I don't think that's an unfair thing to say, because has anyone ever seen him demonstrate a shred of conscience?
Or decency, yeah.
Or decency of any sort, or any heartfelt sense of, I don't know to waste time on finding the right word, but Donald Trump is not only a sociopath, he's a psychopath. He mm-hmm. has no conscience.
I agree.
And, I mean, when you think about it, I ask people this and they don't want to say, but did Donald Trump have Jeffrey Epstein killed? Yeah, he did. And I said to one person on a conservative radio show here, you know, he was convicted of rape, well, in civil court. And I said, okay, O.J. Simpson was only convicted of wrongful death in civil court. He actually survived the criminal trial. And this guy said, yeah, but he really did it. I said, yeah. Oh.
You can't argue with cultists, Paul. It's like, you know, it's like banging your head against the wall. It's just, you know, it's a, it doesn't.
Well, that's why we have, that's what makes them dangerous, is there's a, you know, a significant amount of cultists who have put him, the most dangerous person on the planet right now is Donald Trump, because he would absolutely do whatever it takes to stay in power and to cover up.
We may be entering a very dangerous period here for world peace over the next few days.
We've been in it.
Yeah, I don't disagree, but I mean, if Mark Halperin is right,
in terms of him being desperate,
and there are big, yeah, if Mark Halperin is right and there are big revelations about to pop, then, you know, hang on to your hat, because, you know, Trump will figure out some way. He's desperately trying to change the subject. I mean, his thing yesterday was that he talked Coca-Cola into getting rid of the high fructose corn syrup. And now today, Coke, and he made this big announcement. Coke is putting real cane sugar back in this, you know, back in Coca-Cola. And Coke came out and said, not so much. You know, yeah, we got his phone call, but no, we haven't. So he keeps throwing things out, thinking that they're going to change the subject. The latest thing about alligator Auschwitz or the, you know, whatever it may be, he keeps throwing stuff out and calling people names and blaming Democrats. But so far, nothing has distracted from this Epstein thing. And I don't think anything is going to, because he spent a decade and a half, you know, pouring that stuff down the throat of his base. You know, that oh, it's Bill Clinton and Bill Gates. They're all over the Epstein files. Don't worry. I'll take care of it. It's crazy stuff. Paul, great to hear from you. I got to run. Thanks for the call. And thanks for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. Anything goes Friday. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, and that includes you. So get out there, get active, tag. You're it. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and people around you. Get out there. Hey, it's Good Trouble Day, July 17th. Get out there and wave your signs around. Louise and I are going to head out this afternoon to one of the protests. We'll see how it's going, and we can all talk about it tomorrow. Have a great afternoon. I'll catch up with you.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
I'm not into chasing trends, but I am all about stuff that fits right, feels good, and actually lasts. I've been shopping at Quince for some time now. In fact, my favorite sweater is an all-cotton and cashmere sweater that just is so comfortable. And it looks great. That's why I keep coming back to Quince. Their lightweight layers and high-quality staples have become my everyday essentials. That's what I love about Quince. They're working directly with top artisans and cutting out the middlemen. Quince gives you luxury pieces without the markups. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. So stick to the staples that last with elevated essentials from Quince. Go to quince.com/tom for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's Quince, quince.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
You wanted to be cool, which led you to smoking, which led to a pack a day. Then you met that special someone, which led to starting a life with them, which led to wanting to live longer, which led to quitting. Then you heard you may be at risk for lung cancer, which led you to getting a low-dose CT scan. If you smoked, get scanned. Talk to your doctor and learn more at savedbythescan.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News special report. The White House is explaining why President Trump's legs have been swollen recently.
Bilateral lower extremity venous Doppler ultrasounds were performed and revealed chronic venous insufficiency, a benign and common condition, particularly in individuals over the age of 70.
White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says it's a condition where damaged leg veins fail to keep blood flowing properly.
Importantly, there was no evidence of deep vein thrombosis or arterial disease.
Leavitt also explained recent close-up photos showing bruising on Trump's hand. She says it was minor soft tissue irritation from frequent handshaking and his use of aspirin as part of his standard cardiovascular prevention program. Leavitt says the president remains in excellent health.
No discomfort from the president at all, and you probably all see that on a day-to-day basis. He's working around the clock.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Michael Wallace.